passes by others, disappointment and bourbon, a heart on the heart. Now the women and beers and the years with old Errol, they took their toll and took me from his side. He kissed me goodbye at the old Union Station. That's the last time I saw him, the last time I cried. Now I'm sitting alone in a house in Reseda, watching the late show as the moonlight shines in. And up on the screen, well, here comes my daddy. It's a sad, funny feeling, now I'm older than him. So you daddies and daughters, you sons and you mothers, remember life's over before it begins. So love one another and stand close together, as close as my dad did to old Errol Flynn.
Is long, the skies are clear. If you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's still lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's still lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. When I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's the limit, it's the looks, it's the lovely. Time marches on and soon it's plain, you've won my heart and I've lost my brain. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's the lovely. So sweet that we decide it's in the bag to get unified. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's still lovely. See that crowd in the church, see that proud parson plopped on his perch. Get the sweet beat of that organ pealing our doom. Here goes the groom. How they cheer, how they smile as we go galloping down the aisle. It's divine, dear, it's divine, dear, it's the wunderbar, it's the victory, it's the wallop, it's the winner, it's the vikes, it's the lovely. The knot is tied and so we take a few hours off to eat wedding cake. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's the lovely. It feels fine to be a bride. How's the groom? Why, he's slightly fried. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's still lovely. To the pop of champagne, off we hop in our plush little plane, till a bright light through the darkness cozily calls Niagara Falls. All's well, my love, our day's complete. What a beautiful bridal suite. It's the dreamy, it's the rousy, it's the reverie, it's the rhapsody, it's the regal, it's the royal, it's the Ritz, it's the lovely. We settle down as man and wife to solve the riddle called married life. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's the lovely. We are on the crest, we have no cares, we're just a couple of honey bears. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's still lovely. All's as right as can be, till one night at my window I see an absurd bird with a bundle hung on his nose. Get baby. baby, close those eyes of yours are filled with joy when nurse appears and cries, it's a boy. He's appalling. He's appealing. He's a polywog. He's a paragon. He's a papa. He's a panic. He's a pip. He's the lovely.
Hi, this is Ann Hampton Callaway, and you're listening to a mix of music that has something for everyone. Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
And it's 10:17 in the morning on this very rainy Monday, the 27th of September. You are tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM, and I thank you for doing just that. That, of course, was Miss Mabel Mercer and Cole Porter's "The Lovely." And according to Frank Sinatra, everything I know, I learned from Mabel Mercer. That's what he had to say. If you divide the list of cabaret performers into who is the best? Well, Mabel Mercer is just about on everybody's list. And Donald Smith knew her personally. We're going to ask Donald about her. Now, who's Donald Smith, you want to know? Well, he has been actively involved with the world of cabaret for over 40 years. Indeed, the Oakland Tribune recently and gratefully described him as the man who has done more than anyone else to keep cabaret alive. For more than two decades, he worked closely with his great friend Mabel Mercer, and he arranged for her performances and seasons in New York State, San Francisco, and L.A., and organized her dramatic career. And it was Donald Smith who, in 1981, brought cabaret back to the Oak Room of New York's legendary Algonquin Hotel. Did you guys know that Donald did that? I did not know that Donald did that. We just take that cabaret series at the Algonquin for granted. Well, it was Donald who did it. And then he just went ahead and created something called Cabaret Comes to Carnegie at Carnegie Hall, and moved on. Not being satisfied with that, he created a nonprofit organization in honor of Mabel Mercer, called it the Mabel Mercer Foundation, and then created the Mabel Mercer Cabaret Convention, which right now is in its 25th year. And this Thursday, or rather next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, the Mabel Mercer Foundation is going to come of age presenting its 21st annual cabaret convention along with our friends at Jazz at Lincoln Center. And I'm so excited to have Donald on the phone. I'm going to let him come forth and tell you in person how all of this evolved. And congratulations are in order. Donald, 21 years, you iconic thing, you. Good morning, Donald Smith.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Very well on this rainy day. How are you?
Well, I just think it's great. Mabel would say it's wonderful because the tomatoes will grow. They'll be better. She had a little ramshackle farm up in the Hudson, New York area.
Oh, nice.
Chatham, and she loved to go there. But when you asked about why the foundation came into being, Mabel died in 1984 at 84 years of age,
uh-huh.
And I had her performing up to her 83rd birthday.
My Lord.
And by that time, of course, what she was doing mainly was speaking on the music.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in Europe they would have been called a diseuse. But her powers of interpretation of the wonderful songs she picked were so strong that half the people that sat there never realized she wasn't really singing.
Mm-hmm.
But after she had been, maybe she was buried 6 months, a lot of stuff began to break on her being young with the Gershwins and Cole Porter and the Prince of Wales and everybody under the sun in Paris and in London. But most of it was inaccurate.
Hmm.
And that caused me a lot of pain. And I'm a great sputterer, and when things bother me, you can't shut me up. I just go ahead, blah, 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 blah. And one night I was standing at the bar at the Carlyle Hotel in New York City with a friend, and I kept saying to him, well, you know, Gene, this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, her mother was not black. Her mother was a white English Hall musical performer. Her father was a black American jazz musician who Mabel never knew. She wasn't a jazz, you know. And he kept sipping his Manhattan. He finally looked at me and said, don't worry, you'll do something about it.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah. And I thought to myself, what am I going to do? I haven't got any money or anything. And I had done a program for Martin Siegel who I think was the first president of Lincoln Center Complex and the driving force behind that. And he had been pleased with it, and I felt I could go and talk to him. And he got the message very quickly, and he said, look, you need some kind of a trust or a foundation. And I didn't know what the hell he was talking about, to tell you the truth. But I went to a lawyer, and he sat down with me, and I talked about Mabel. And what I wanted to make sure was that she would be remembered always accurately, but also the size of her contribution. Because, you know, Mr. Sinatra said everything he ever learned about reading a lyric, he learned from listening to Mabel Mercer. On any night that you would go to see her, you would see Alina Horn, Margaret Whiting, Rosie Clooney, Teddy King, Ella. When Sarah Vaughan was playing at the St. Regis, they never could start her show on time in the Maisonette because she was always upstairs in the little room listening to Mabel.
Oh, they'd have to go
get her. But all these people owed Mabel a debt. And, you know, a big audience for Mabel would have been like 100 people. She never had a hit record. But Mabel sang songs that a lot of people discarded that she knew were good songs. And the people like the Clooneys and the Margaret Whitings and the Lena Horns, who came to hear her always, they had big lucrative record contracts. Now, Mabel began to sing Rodgers and Hart's Little Girl Blue back in the 30s. It was out of a show called Jumbo that was a big hit. There were so many good things in that show. Very little attention was paid to that song. But Americans going over to Paris would bring Mabel a raft of American songs. And Mabel began, it became like a signature song for her. Well, then, as I said, the Margaret Whitings and the Lena Horns, they recorded it and made hits of it. But they heard them first at Mabel's.
Wow.
And you know, it was wonderful to watch them sitting there because these were all strong personalities. They knew their worth. They all had an attitude of a sort about themselves. But sitting, listening to her, they were like little birds lined up waiting to be fed.
I'll never
get over that, looking in the room. And the first time the great ballet star Rudolf Nureyev came to New York, I was sitting at a table, I think it was called it Downstairs at the Upstairs on 56th Street in New York City, and he asked if he could sit with me. I had had a great friendship with Margot Fonteyn, who was his partner. And I said yes, and he didn't speak too much English. And he was watching Mabel with these absolutely steely eyes, and every time she would finish a song, he'd say, most curious. Very curious. Now, I don't think that's what he meant, as we use the word. But he was moved by it, you know?
And I just want to break in, Donald, and let people know that your extraordinary knowledge of Mabel Mercer and of vocalists is from years and years of experience.
That's
and if
right.
they would like to attend the 21st Annual New York Cabaret Convention, they can get tickets by calling Center Charge at 212-721-6500 or log on to, well, our friends at Jazz at Lincoln Center by checking out jalc.org. There are three different shows, you guys, October 7th, October 8th, and October 9th.
Right.
And
October 8th is sold out.
Oh, okay. Good to know, Donald. Thank
yeah.
you. And, well, that gives us, we can talk about who's going to be.
Right.
Who's going to be at these various at these various programs. So on October 7th, we just want to let everybody know, then I want to get you
well,
back
on
to stories,
7th,
Donald.
We've got the great, great jazz pianist, Barbara Carroll.
Oh, Barbara's
and,
fantastic.
Earlier this year, when all the celebrations were starting for Stephen Sondheim's 80th birthday, Barbara put a suite of songs together that runs about 22 minutes that's magical, just called A Suite of Songs for Stephen. And I begged her, please do it on the convention. And she's going to do it. So it's our salute to Stephen on his birthday.
Lovely.
Marilyn May is getting this year's Mabel Award. It's only been given four times before. Past winners have been Andrea Markovici, Michael Feinstein, Steve Ross, K.T. Sullivan, and Barbara Carroll. And now Marilyn May, who is a phenomenal singer. And she'll be opening at the Metropolitan Room right after the right during the convention for 11 performances.
Okay.
Marion Seldes, the very distinguished American actress, has been a supporter of the foundation from the very beginning, 25 years ago, and she's getting a certificate of appreciation presented by Angela Lansbury.
Oh, very nice. And Andrea will be performing at the gala opening night.
Andrea just got a movie. So she can't be on that night.
Oh, good for her.
We've got some wonderful people. I don't know if you know of a young contemporary singer named Nicole Henry.
Oh, yes. I have her queued up, as a matter of fact,
Donald. Oh, she's so good. And she stopped the show last season. And she works a very busy schedule in Europe and in Asia. But she's coming in for this. There's a marvelous woman from Switzerland who lives here now named Sue Mathis,
mm-hmm.
who I think is going to score. There's a young lady, very green and very new to cabaret, named Amanda King,
mm-hmm.
but she's got the quality of Ella Fitzgerald.
My goodness.
And she's so nervous, I can't tell you.
Aww.
And I have to calm her down on the phone every other day.
And tell us about Saturday, October 9th, because you've kindly given us tickets away.
We have a plethora of Karens. We've got the great Karen Akers, who's
uh-huh.
currently at the Algonquin, doing Rodgers and Hart.
Uh-huh.
We've got Karen Oberlin, who's a marvelous singer and does a lot of great Frank Lesser. And we've got Karen Mason, one of the backbones of American cabaret. She's won every award you could possibly imagine.
We just played Karen, the winner takes it all. Yeah, I'll tell her you said she was the backbone. She'll like
right.
that.
Right, and there's a wonderful, wonderful guy. I don't know if he's new to you, Johnny Rodgers and his band.
We've had Johnny on the show.
Oh, he's so good. And he's on, and a wonderful young singer named Kevin Dozier, brand new sort of person trying to make his way. What we do, and it was always the mandate of the foundation, is that we try to mix as many new green people in with the, I hate the word veterans because it really sounds like you're marching down a street somewhere, but you know what I mean, people who have worked for a long time and the great professionals, because unless those young kids see them and get to talk with them, they're not going to have any sense of what the history of this fragile world of cabaret is all about. It's never been an easy field,
yeah.
but it is heartbreakingly hard today.
Yeah.
And you know what? In this country, there's so much talent. I could do, during the year, a dozen cabaret conventions.
I'm sure you could. Now, do you have a few more minutes to spend with us,
sure,
Donald? Because what I'd love to do is I'd love to spin a track from Nicole Henry's album and then come back and talk to you about the world of cabaret, if that works for you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Well, you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lisa Avery, speaking with Executive Director of the Mabel Mercer Foundation, Donald Smith, all about the 21st Anniversary Cabaret Convention that's happening next week, October 7th, 8th, and 9th. We're going to be giving you a chance to win some tickets for October 9th, courtesy of Mr. Smith, so you got to stick around for that. Right now, one of the artists who'll be performing on October 7th for the gala opening night, Nicole Henry, we've got her queued up for you, but if you want to get your tickets like lickety-split, the number to call is 212-721-6500, 212-721-6500, and you know, you can just check out all of the events that are going to be happening at the Cabaret Convention by logging on to their website. So here's Nicole Henry, and because she may not be as familiar to you, although we did do a giveaway for Nicole about a few months ago at the Met Room, so that if the name is familiar, that's why. We'll be back with more with Donald Smith in a minute, but here's Nicole Henry. You're on Anything Goes.
Bad news, go away, call around someday. In March or May, I can't be bothered now. My stocks and shares may fall downstairs. Who cares? Who cares? I'm dancing and I can't be bothered now. I'm up among the stars. On earthly things I frown. I'm throwing off the bars that held me down. riper when times are riper. But now I shan't, because you'll see I'm dancing and I can't be bothered now.
Hey, this is Davy Jones, and you're tuned into Anything Goes with Lise Avery on WFDU-FM.
And that was Nicole Henry from her album, let me grab it, The Very Thought of You, and of course, I Can't Be Bothered Now, a Gershwin tune which fits right into our almost all Gershwin theme today in honor of George Gershwin's birthday. But we had to take a break and talk to Donald Smith about this very important event in New York City, this yearly event that's in its 21st year, the New York Cabaret Convention. And again, the dates, he said the 8th of October, Donald said the 8th of October is sold out. So your choices are Thursday, October 7th for the gala opening night, and I will be there with bells on. And Saturday, October 9th, Songs for a Saturday Night. And for more information, you can log on to MabelMercer.org. And for tickets, call Center Charge at 212-721-6500. It all happens at the Rose Theater with our friends at Jazz at Lincoln Center. So you guys know where that is. And I'm talking to Donald Smith, and very pleased to be doing that. Donald, you're still there, my friend?
Yes, I am indeed.
Well, so tell us, now,
yes.
Cabaret, in fact, is a very difficult field for people. And we just heard Nicole singing, I Can't...
It's difficult in that... with the onslaught of the electrical sound and all that music that they had to come in, the airwaves got taken over. Now, there was a time in this country where every major city broadcasting unit had a program devoted to classic pop American music. So you could turn the radio on and you heard Vincent Newman's, you heard Jerome Kern, you heard Johnny Mercer, you heard that. But that was true in every major city. Today, it's a handful of those programs throughout the entire country.
Yeah, here I am, Donald.
Yeah, and also the other thing is, young people, when they say, well, young kids don't like it, well, how would they know whether they like it or not if they can't hear it? They don't know who the Gershwins are. And Michael Feinstein always has that joke about the British announcer announcing George Gershwin and his lovely wife, Ira. But, I'm sure people think that way.
Oh, that's very,
they
very
don't,
funny.
They don't listen at all. What I do find, though, with young people, like, I'm always all over the town, and the other night I was at a party, and there was this young lady, looked like a flower, she was so beautiful, but I don't think much more than 17 years old. And somebody went to introduce me, so I know who he is. He's that man who likes old songs.
Oh, wow.
And I said, no, poor old Mr. Smith likes good songs. And I said to her, you mustn't get confused that just because a song was written in 1912, that it isn't still saying the things that apply to the human condition. When we start singing, I hadn't anyone told you, how deep is the ocean, how much do I love you, those feelings don't change. Now, the whole thing of romance, which is in a lot of these songs, of course, is having a hard time. And I think kids are really being sold down the river because they aren't allowed their youth. They're being treated as a walking $50 bill in every capacity, in fashion, in everything.
Wow.
It's get the bucks out of them.
That's an interesting interpretation, Donald.
But it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Look at the kids that are going to school in lipstick, and they're 9 or 10 years old. Everyone thinks it's cute. What's cute about that? Yeah, I don't want to go into that. This is my Billy Sunday soapbox thing, because I have all the things to make the nation better, you know.
Yes, well,
we come back to the essence of that music.
Tell us what makes a good singer, Donald Smith.
I'm sorry?
Tell us what makes a good singer, in your opinion.
Well, if you're talking about cabaret, the most important thing is you don't have to have a great voice, but you must have the talent to interpret a great lyric. When you're singing Our Veranda Will Command a View of Meadow Green, the kind of view that seems to want to be seen. Now, is that a lyric or is that a lyric?
Yeah.
And Jerome Kern put the music to that, and you have a glorious standard called The Folks Who Live on the Hill. But in singing it, you've got to create that picture for your audience. And the important thing, too, is that you've got to sing not at your audience, but to your audience. All this screaming that's going on now, I heard someone the other night, and she had a song, and she was, I'm going back. Yes, I'm going back. Yes, I'm going. I thought, well, go the hell back and get it over with. But that was it. It was so... The poverty-stricken lines of it were so awful. But you played like Miss Mercer singing
De Lovely.
Porter's De Lovely.
Yeah.
People ask for that every night. But the rhyming scales of that, the allusions to all of life's little things, here comes the groom, boom, how's the groom? Well, he's slightly fried. It's happened to every bridegroom at every reception in the world. I mean, all of that kind of wonderful thing. And you've got to really think in terms of intimacy in most cases in a cabaret. Most of the rooms used to be, of course, very small. And it was like you were in the living room of someone telling you a great story.
Right.
These people are storytellers.
Oh, well, that's a great synopsis, Donald Smith. And I do want to mention to everybody yet again, if you want more information about the Mabel Mercer Foundation or who's going to be appearing at this year's cabaret convention, or if you want to bookmark it so you know what's happening next year, you can log on to mabelmercer.org for tickets for this year's performances. Again, October 7th, the gala opening night, tickets are still available. October 8th is sold out. October 9th, Songs for a Saturday Night, tickets are still available, and we'll be giving you a chance to win a pair for that night, so stick around.
And may I mention one thing?
You can mention anything you'd like,
thank
Donald.
Thank you. We have tickets at $25.
Wow.
$50. Now, you can't go to a Broadway show, and many, many nights over the last 21 years, we were putting on shows that rivaled anything that was on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I started this, every ticket was $5.
Wow.
For a reserve seat.
And that was 1980...
And that was 1989.
Nine, okay.
And they led me kicking and screaming when I raised it to 10, you know. But I think one of the funniest things is in the early days, we often ended up with 24, 25 people on the bill. Nobody needs that.
Right.
But what would happen is people who had been invited never cut back to us, and then they'd just show up. Well, you couldn't not put them on if they were standing there.
Oh,
and one
Lord.
Night, we start at 6, the idea being you're out by 8:30, there are other people around town, loads of people come in for the convention from out of town and go to hear other people. And we ended the first act at 20 to 10, And I very casually said, well, have a cigarette or a drink, and we'll see you for the second act. And the audience laughed, and we did have a second act because we had so many people.
Well.
And the next day, a lady called me, and she said, Mr. Smith, I was there last night. I said, yes. And she said, I left at 9:45, and I'd like $5 back.
Oh,
because I only saw the first act.
Yeah. Donald, these shows start at 6 p.m., right? So
yes.
People need to know that.
And
so
we
can plan there.
Right on the dot.
So you really need to plan, you guys, 6 p.m. And Donald did that on purpose, he told me, because that way you can go out and see some cabaret in a club, right, Donald?
Oh, thank you so much for this.
Well, my pleasure, sir.
Good.
And we will talk soon. And you guys, we'll be giving you a chance to win tickets for Songs for a Saturday Night with
Saturday
Karen
night.
Akers,
Good.
Kevin Dozier, Karen Mason, Amanda McBroom, on. And log on to MabelMercer.org for more information. And to take us on out, we've got Miss Karen Mason, yet again, the backbone of cabaret. An email will be sent moments after I get off the air, Donald, to Karen.
Okay, thanks a million.
Take
thank
good
you
care,
so much.
Donald.
Bye-bye.
Be well. Bye-bye. Here's Karen Mason, the backbone of cabaret, here on Anything Goes.